McConnell.
Hello, I'm Nicole Collins, and I'm here with Cleo McConnell to talk about the impending rail strike that's happening this Thursday. So, Cleo, what do you think about the disruption that this has caused to the major cities of Scotland?
Oh, I'm quite upset about it because I was actually planning on going through to Edinburgh on Thursday, but I suppose if there's a strike going on, that's not going to be happening. So that's very much gotten in the way of my daily life.
Yes, that's a very good point. But don't you believe that the people who work on these rails should be allowed to get paid what they deserve?
I don't know how much they are getting paid, nor how much they wish to be paid, so I really don't know.
They're not getting paid enough, that's for sure.
Well, how much to them is enough?
£1,000,
I mean.
They do work very hard to help the system
Indeed.
Go very smoothly. And the impending rail strike will obviously cause a lot of disruption. Do you think more should be done for these people who work on the railways?
Well, going by the fact that they have a lot of rail strikes, I interpret that there are a lot of issues going on within the occupation that have either not been addressed or have simply been addressed but not in a way that the workers find satisfyingly. So I suppose there are some issues.
And the rail strike is expected to be going on for 5 days. Do you believe it will last that long?
Well, I would certainly hope not, but if that is what they feel they need to do in order to make an impact or have their voices heard, then there's really nothing I can do about it, and that's what they have to do.
And obviously a lot of people are quite angry because the impending holiday season's coming up, and people want to be home for Christmas, and with the travelling, that's very difficult if they cannot get there by rail. So do you believe that they should have postponed the strike till after New Year's?
Well, Scotland has a lot of holidays, so no matter when they do it, it's going to impede with someone's holiday, no matter whenever they hold it, so they might as well have it now. And after New Year's is going to be a complete hassle as well, because everyone's going to be upset that their holidays are over, and having a rail strike after that will just make the public opinion of the workers even worse.
And do you have any closing remarks or comments to make to those who are working on the rails?
Kudos, ma'am. Respect. Thank you for getting me places.
I'm Nicole Collins. You're listening to BBC News. Thank you.